Hello, all recordings. This is Carolina Girl 79, and I've been lurking from GWA for a while, and I've been listening to a lot of the Dirty Girl Secrets questions, and there's such good questions that I had to answer them. And also, I just really like talking about myself. So, yeah, here we go. Number one, how did you select your Reddit screen name? Are you happy with it, or would you change it if you could? I am from North Carolina, and I was born in 1979, so I'm kind of old anyway. But so yeah, that's how I chose it, and I love it. That's my kind of default username for sort of naughty things because it doesn't give too much away, but I think it's kind of fun. So yeah, that's me, and I really like it. I wouldn't change it. Describe your bedroom to me. It's so boring. This is the main point of contention with my partner and I is our bedroom. We cannot decide how to decorate it. We can't decide what to do with it. So we just have really boring curtains, really boring bedding. We have a king size bed. We have absolutely nothing on the walls, and it just makes me crazy. It's just this boring tan color that the rest of the house is. And yeah, it makes me nuts, and there are clothes everywhere because neither one of us know how to put our clothes away. So yeah, it's boring, and I hate my bedroom, but we have a king-size bed, and that's what I love. Number three, what is one skill you have that makes you very proud? Sort of embarrassing to admit, but I am teaching myself how to sew, and I've been teaching myself for a couple of years, and I really enjoy it. I like taking scraps of fabric, pieces of fabric, and making something beautiful out of it, or something useful, or even better, if I can make something beautiful and useful out of it, then that's just even better. I have a little girl, and I make a lot of her clothes. So I really like doing that. In fact, I just finished a skirt for her a little while ago for Valentine's Day. And the ego part of me really likes when somebody compliments something that I've made that she's wearing. And I can say, oh, well, I made that. And they are very impressed. And I know that's really kind of self-important, but it is what it is. And I just really like that I can say that. Excuse me. What is the meanest thing you have ever done to someone? Okay. I've listened to a lot of other people, and I'm actually really a nice person, and so I can't think of anything that I've done as an adult. But when I was a kid, I'm the oldest of three girls, and my sisters and I, when we were growing up, did not get along at all. Excuse me. And we were on a trip to visit family, and we were in the back of my parents' car. And I was teasing my sister, and I was making her do the why you hitting yourself thing, and I gave her a black eye. I gave my little sister a black eye, and I didn't intentionally give her a black eye, but I was intentionally hitting her and making her hit herself. So yeah, that's probably the meanest thing I've done, and we bring that up quite a bit. Yeah, she still makes fun of me for that. And I still deserve it because it was really mean and I still feel really bad about that. Number five, why do you think you do this thing here? Well, this is my first post for recordings. So I don't know about here, but I guess why I'm on GWA or why I'm on recordings is because my real life is rather boring and a little bit, this could sound really pathetic, but a little bit lonely. And so I like having the interaction with other adults, whether it's just leaving a comment or listening to something that an adult has to say, or something along those lines. It is different than my real life and different than, I can sort of be different than who I am in real life. And so that's why I do it. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but that's what it is, what it is. Number six, do you like to listen to your own voice? Why? I didn't used to, but this has really kind of given me confidence in my own voice. I sort of like it now. It's still not my favorite part about myself, but I sort of like it. And I like that other people seem to like it. That makes me happy. Because it's always been one of my least favorite parts of myself, but I can put myself out there in a way that I've never done before, and people seem to be okay with it. So that's kind of fun. It's nice. Number 7, are you more likely to be described as complex or straightforward? If I were to describe myself, I would say complex. But if the people who know me are more likely to say straightforward, because I tend to put on a very straightforward persona. I'm I am a certain way in my real life, and it's who I'm expected to be and who I think I should be, and that's pretty straightforward. There's nothing complex about that. But in my head, I'm much more complex. I tend to think of myself as more complex, and I think it's because I know that there are parts of myself that I'm hiding from the people in my life. So I guess that's it. I don't know how much more detail I should go into that, but I think I'm complex, but I don't think people would describe me as complex. Do I collect anything? I collect fabric. Since I've started sewing, I collect fabric. One of the things I do if I'm having a bad day or if I'm feeling frustrated about something is I'll go to one of my favorite fabric stores and just kind of pet the fabric and feel the fabric and kind of get inspired. And I actually worked at a fabric store for a little while, a couple of years ago, and learned a lot about how that helps feed the creative process. And that's what I tell myself when I go in there. So I'm just feeding my creative process. I'm not being weird and creepy and petting the fabric. I'm feeding my creative process. But so I collect fabric. I have way too much of it that I will probably never do anything with. And there's pieces that I really don't want to do anything with because they're so beautiful. And I don't know. But I actually am fairly decent at using it. I collect fabric. I used to collect carousel horses, but I kind of grew out of that, and now I collect fabric. Number 9, do you think insanity breeds creativity? Or another way to put it, are creative people all a little bit insane? I think Sexually Specific said that it's kind of a chicken or the egg thing, and I sort of agree with that. I think creative people are just a little bit insane, but I'm not sure which comes first. I don't know if they're insane and that makes them creative, or does the creativity make them insane? So I don't know. I think the answer is yes, but I don't know which causes which. And number 10, if the whole world were listening to you right now, what would you say? And I think Sexually Specific stole my answer. Or I'm going to steal her answer because she did hers first. But this is what I was thinking about saying before I listened to hers. But just be nice, people. Be nice to each other. I mean, we're just so mean to each other. And so quick to judge and not be understanding of others. So be nice. Just be nice to each other. And that's what I would have to say. So thank you for listening, and have a fabulous day, everybody.